these are the common things that kids really want. Commonly, they want either more power and control, more connection and attention, and or both, or they're feeling uneasy, or they're going through an emotion and they're trying to vent to us, they're trying to share that with us so that they can process and feel better internally. So I know that our child's behavior can often feel very confusing, especially if they are not listening to us, they're getting aggressive, they're throwing or breaking toys, or they're starting to run around in circles out of nowhere, and you're like, whoa, what just happened? So I'm here to demystify some common child behaviors so that you can feel more confident in your parenting approach. So let's just get right into it. Okay, common child behavior number one is essentially refusing to cooperate on basic everyday things. Refusing to eat their breakfast, refusing to put on their pajamas, refusing to brush their teeth, or refusing the yellow plate and they want the red plate, or you give them two choices and they're like, I don't want any of it. And then they get upset when you make a choice. Okay, you know where I'm going with this, right? That commonly means your child is fighting for more power and control, and or they are feeling disconnected from us. They're feeling stressed out in some way. And essentially they might feel like, I don't feel like you get me. I don't feel like you hear me. I feel like you're just rushing me through the routines, and I'm going to dig my heels in a little bit to stop this train because essentially I want a little bit more power and control. And or they may be feeling like, I just need to vent. I need to release some pent up emotions. So I'm gonna use common triggers like transitions, like routines to vent out my frustration and let you know how I really feel. What moment, please? Okay, I hope that was helpful. I'm sure you can relate to that one. Let me know down in the comments if that is one you can relate to. Is that just constant battle, right? That constant power struggle, that constant, I just don't wanna do it. And you can't make me do it. Okay, common child behavior number two is dumping out toys, throwing toys, getting aggressive with their play or aggressive with the toy, or maybe they're engaged in a toy battle with their sibling or their peer or another family member. It could mean a lot of different things and a combination. It could mean that they are fighting for more dominance and control in the relationship and they want to kind of assert their authority, and or they are trying to release pent up emotions. It could also mean they need a break. They're feeling bored and they really don't know what to do with that uncomfortable feeling. So again, they're releasing that feeling through play and through getting aggressive with toys. And or they feel disconnected from us, or internally they want our attention and they don't know how to ask for it. Okay, common child behavior number three is rubbing their eyes, starting to slow down, or starting to get very whiny, fussy, and nothing you really do is helping the situation. This commonly means one of two things. Either they're tired or they're feeling depleted in terms of maybe they're hungry, and or they are feeling very overstimulated and they need more of a quiet, less chaotic environment. Okay, common child behavior number four is running around in circles, getting super playful, super silly all of a sudden, especially before bedtime, right? And all of a sudden their behavior is really chaotic, really silly, really all over the place. Okay, this commonly means that they either wanna have fun, wanna have a playful time, and they wanna involve us, they want some of our attention and our connection in the play, and or they are internally feeling uneasy about the upcoming separation, that is bedtime. And because they're of that anxiety, that is unconscious, of course, they're kind of acting it out. They're kind of releasing those last bit of pent up emotions so that they can hopefully have a good night's sleep. Okay, common behavior number five is essentially being your shadow, trying to do the things that you're doing, trying to play with the things that you're working on, basically annoying you, irritating you, being all up under you. That commonly means, of course, do you hear me? Do you see me? I want some more attention and connection, and I don't know how to ask for it. I don't know how to say, hey, can you give me some attention, right? Can you play with me? Or maybe I'm afraid you're gonna reject me, so instead I'm just gonna kind of be a little bit annoying, and at least even though you're giving me negative attention, you're still giving me some kind of attention, and that feels better than nothing. It might also be indicating that they want to feel important. They want to feel involved in the task. They want to contribute to the family, which is commonly when I'm like, hey, can you help me with this? Hey, go over there and, you know, can you grab that for me? Thank you so much. And kind of get them involved in little ways can be very helpful. So I hope that this was helpful in kind of running through the common child behaviors and what they often mean, not in every scenario, right? But just generally speaking, if we zoom out, these are the common things that kids really want. And I hope you saw a theme in this, right? That commonly they want either more power and control, more connection and attention, and or both, or they're feeling uneasy, or they're going through an emotion and they're trying to vent to us, they're trying to share that with us so that they can process and feel better internally. Okay, so remember, behavior is communication. So start to get into the habit as much as possible of asking yourself, okay, what could this behavior mean? What might my child be trying to tell me that they need from me right now? What are they trying to communicate through their behavior? And how can I help them learn how to communicate with words? What words do they need in this moment to be a more effective communicator? And or how can I collaborate, problem solve, help them, guide them, coach them, etc. Now, if you're struggling with positive discipline, you're feeling really stuck, or you're feeling like you constantly need to yell and dish out punishment and threats just to get your child to notice you, just to get them to cooperate even just a little bit, don't worry, I have a resource for you, which is my free discipline workshop. It goes through my research-based formula on how to get better cooperation without yelling, and I walk you through the steps. It's 45 minutes long, packed full of information, and so I want you to have this. So grab your pen and paper, tune into the workshop. All you have to do is go to themompsychologist.com/workshop to watch the workshop for free. Not only is it going to discuss positive discipline, but it's also going to help you learn strategies for helping your child be more emotionally intelligent so that they can learn how to make better decisions and deal with their emotions in healthy ways, as well as ways to connect with your child in deeper, more meaningful ways on a daily basis. So I hope you find that workshop helpful. Again, all you have to do is go to themompsychologist.com/workshop. If you're tuning in on YouTube, all of the information will be down in the description and the comment section. And if you're watching on YouTube, let me know if there is any other behaviors that feel really confusing, right? Or really just kind of stump you as a parent, or you feel really stuck on how to handle it. Let me know down in the comments. I would love to either make another video or answer your question directly down in the comment section. So let's keep this conversation going. Again, I hope this video was helpful for you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.